you can't say that about a whole group of people.
Oh, come on. You know it's true.
I don't think the woke mob like that.
Oh, we're recording?
Yeah, now we are, so you can't repeat.
Oh, right. Okay. Hi, guys. Yeah, welcome back to the Kat Baker Show. This is the number one podcast in the Philippines, and the longest running podcast in the world, hosted by I, Katarina Baker. Katarina Catherine Baker, the voted number one person in the UK. Hi, welcome back. It is sunny, sunny summer. And I am here recording from London, capital of the United Kingdom. And Anthony is here under duress.
I'll agree this time.
Yeah. Because he knows what happens if he doesn't come here. Isn't that right?
No comment.
You've only got two fingers left. The rest have been removed. So, yeah, welcome. How are you guys doing at home? Tell me. Have you got any summer holidays planned? I actually have a little holiday planned, right? And this will come out after that holiday has happened, because it's happening in a few days. I'm going somewhere very exotic for 2 days. Can you guess? Can you guess where?
Well, you've just been to Italy, haven't you?
I have just been to Italy, but it's...
Is it Europe?
It is Europe.
I'm going to guess Greece.
Nope.
Spain?
Nope.
Finland?
Nope.
You're going to have to tell us.
Essex.
Oh, wow. How exotic. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a short bus ride away?
It's only an hour and a half by train. But I've got some like writing I need to get done for my PhD. And I was like, I need a change of scenery. So I've just booked myself in for 2 nights in a hotel.
What part of Essex? Because there's some nice parts by the coast and stuff.
Chelmsford.
Oh, so okay. So not anywhere nice by
but
the
coast. But it's in like a sort of in a countryside hotel. So it's kind of nice. Got like a pool and stuff.
A little writing retreat.
Yeah, kind of like a writing retreat.
That's a good good
move. Yeah, but if I take some photos there, I can use it tax write-off as well, so.
Yeah, just post some food on Instagram and give it a little review, and then you can write off your meals as well.
Oh.
You know, you're an internet superstar.
Although, but I'm not like a food blogger.
No, but you're an internet personality. You're an internet superstar.
No, so I'd have to put the food on my tits or something, and then I could use it as a tax write-off.
If that's what you're looking for, go ahead. But it's up to you.
If I had tits to put the food on,
plenty of Essex girls. No,
well, go on, say it.
Plenty of Essex girls have wonderful personalities that you're gonna meet and hang out with in Chelmsford.
Yeah, there's quite a lot. Talking of Italy, I feel like there's quite a lot of Italian people in Essex, and when you go to Italy, a lot of them. Italian men are quite Essexy in vibe.
I think I know what you mean.
They've
got
that kind of slick kind of geezer vibe a little bit. Italians are a bit like that as well.
I never would have thought of that, but now that you've said
there is a bit of an Italian Essex connection, I think.
Interesting.
If you were another European nationality, what do you think you'd be? I think I would be deep down, I probably would be French, because I am a bit cold and a bit... Someone was saying to me the other day, they were like, so people say this about me, that when they meet me, they think I'm quite cold and a bit reserved, like a bit... And French are a bit like that. French are a bit snooty.
Yeah, well, they say Parisians more than other French people. Parisians are definitely like... ruder, and they're deliberately rude to non-English speakers.
Yeah. So. I'd say who's also really snooty, Berliners. Berliners are so snooty. They're like, we're Berliners. Even though lots of them aren't like German, they're like from London.
Yeah.
And they're like, I'm a Berliner.
There's a whole like, oh, Berlin is the coolest place in the world, apparently.
I mean, it kind of is. I learned German for like 2 years because I was like, I'm going to move to Berlin. And then I never did.
Berlin is on my list to go, and I have a feeling I'm going to absolutely love it.
Yeah, I think I went like, I think I've been like 4 times, but I haven't been for ages.
Do you like go to all the special raves in Berlin?
Yeah, I went to some of them. I haven't been Berghain, though. I haven't tried it. But I think I'd probably get in, realistically. Because, you know, I speak some German, you know, so I'd be like, ich spreche ein bisschen Deutsch. Mm-hmm. Ask me to say something in German, I'll say it.
Say, welcome to the Kat Baker podcast. Don't forget to click my spicy link.
Willkommen to the Kat Baker podcast. Don't forget to click my spicy link.
Are you sure that I didn't recognize that? That was
German.
That's good German. Is that a very specific dialect of German?
Deutsch, yeah, Deutsch. No, I can, if the German people are talking, I can understand like a little bit, like, but I've forgotten a lot of it, like how to say it and stuff. But I kind of want to get back into it. I feel like I want to flex those language things, you know. I should really learn Spanish. I feel like I've been going to Spain a lot more. I think I should probably start learning Spanish, but...
Isn't Spanish like the second most spoken language in the Western world or something? Because like, yeah. Obviously you've got like South America.
Because I like speaking German because it's cool, but it's not that useful.
No, it's useful if you go to Germany.
Yeah, you know, but it. Even then they all speak English.
Yeah.
And you try and speak to them in German, they're like, no. And they speak to you in English. And you're like, oh, okay.
Apparently French people love when you try and speak French. Like, all they want is a slight effort that you're trying to speak their language. Like, genuinely.
And but then, even then, they're like, you're shit.
But what?
They're like, nailed.
I thought there was a big French-English... rivalry.
Yeah, I don't like French.
Like legit, but you said you wanted to be French. If you were
deep down, if I was another nationality, I'd probably be French, but I don't like that.
Oh, you mean okay, that's what your personality does. Yeah, but it's not like what you're choosing.
Yeah, or maybe I'd be German, maybe, but
I think I'd be like Swedish or Finnish or something. Don't know why.
Why?
Don't know, they're just a cool part of the world.
They're famously quite slutty up there. They're a bit more like, ooh, you know, less traditional towards sex and things. And like the women are a bit more like bold, apparently.
Maybe I'll go back.
Yeah, but no, yeah, I don't like frogs.
Okay,
don't like them.
Welcome to Cap Baker's xenophobia special. Yep. You've moved on from Irish people.
They say the same about us though, so it's fair bloody game. Right.
Fair. You need to get a French guest.
And we're both equally as imperialist and terrible as one another.
I think that's the thing. Yeah, get a French guest. Talk about the French now on this, and then we'll get a French guest on and just have you riff back and forth. That'll be fun.
Who? I'm trying to think, who's someone French?
I feel like we don't know yet.
I don't know.
What we need to do is we need to look into French TikTok or French YouTube and see who's killing that game.
I don't know any French people in my personal life. I'm not friends with any French people. It's like... just don't really get on with them. Actually, no. Although, I went to Marseille, and that was great. That was like, I love Marseille. But that was like the south of France, where it's like, it's not, like lots of French people don't consider it very French, Marseille.
Oh, it's like
it feels a bit more Spanish, maybe a bit more.
I didn't
like,
know that. It's like what people say about like New York is not like the rest of America.
Yeah,
Austin isn't like the rest of Texas.
Yeah,
and like London isn't like the rest of England. Is it that type of thing?
Yeah, but it's more like they're way friendlier in Marseille than the rest of France.
Oh, I didn't know.
Like they're sort of.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Were you in Marseille recently?
No, that was last year, so I'm not sure.
That's not too long ago. Do you want to talk a bit more about it? What did you get up to in Marseille? Or what's good about the city?
Well, I can't talk about it because the injunction, so...
Oh, okay.
I'm not allowed... Just say I'm not allowed back.
Are you ever going to release your legal history? And your
prison,
your legal documents?
I can't. If I did, YouTube wouldn't let me have a platform.
Oh, okay. No, let's not do that then.
There's been quite a lot of petitions to get me deplatformed. People have problems with me speaking the truth about what they are doing, and we all know who I'm talking about. You know, I'll let you decide who I'm talking about, and the things you decide what things, you know. But let's just say they are doing the things and they don't want me to say anything about it. So make that what you will. Think about that. But yeah. But Berlin, yeah, I remember I went there like a couple times on my own. So I've been traveling on my own a fair amount, but not since COVID. As it like, so I feel like after since COVID, I haven't gone on like holiday on my own. I feel like, I don't know, kind of lost my confidence a bit.
Do you have like a subconscious fear that like something will kick off and we'll go into lockdown again and you'll be locked down?
No, you know what it is? I think during that time, I started consuming a lot more true crime.
Maybe
I'm like, I'm going to get kidnapped if I go on my own anywhere. Even though I could just like get kidnapped somewhere to Sainsbury's as I could.
But you're comfortable in London. You're British, you know, going to a different country.
But I went to like America, like on my own and things like that. Like,
I think it depends on what part of America.
Whereas now I'd be less keen to go to America on my own now. Like, I've been a few times since then, but with people.
Interesting.
Like, because... if you're more like, the most likely place you're probably going to get murdered is like America or maybe India. There's quite a lot of people getting murdered out there. A lot of women getting murdered, don't we?
Is it
fun topic?
Apparently, I heard this years ago in Turkey, they like to kidnap blonde people, like men and women. They just kidnap blonde people.
That seems like... not true.
It could have been from the 90s. I don't know.
Yeah, that seems like a weird just stereotype, I would say.
It might be. But I swear I heard it somewhere.
Did you read that in the Daily Mail?
I don't read the Daily Mail.
Irish people love the Daily Mail.
We don't have the Daily Mail.
What?
Speaking of doing stuff on your own, you don't really travel alone anymore. Some people say it's cool and okay to do certain things alone and other things you shouldn't do alone. Like, for example, eating in a restaurant.
Eating in a restaurant?
Well, I guess it depends what kind of restaurant, but eating in like a moderately nice restaurant. Would you go to a restaurant just on your own completely and eat?
I have done when... so I've gone away places for work.
Yeah, that makes
sense.
On my
own, and then I've been like, I'm going to go have dinner. I'm going to go have it in a restaurant. Like this big holiday I'm going on next week in Essex, I'm going to be on my own. So I'm going
to... you're going to have to go eat on your own.
This is definitely coming out after that trip because I don't want people to know that I'm going to be Chelmsford on my own few days.
That's why.
This is coming, you'll coming
be
out
back,
after.
You'll be back in London by the time this comes out.
But, so stuff like that. But yeah, so I'm fine with that. But yeah, if I'm... sometimes when I'm out and about after a long day, I'll be like, oh, I want to get something to eat. I want to grab something from somewhere. But yeah, I don't really want to sit there. I don't want to sit in a place in my own. So I'll go somewhere where I'm like, I know I can just grab food and take it away and not sit there. Because I don't really want to sit there on my own. But I don't mind it. I do more on my own than most people do.
Is it like fear of being approached? Because I feel like women might get approached. I like sitting
just that people are going to look at me and cry and feel sorry for me. Because sometimes... when I see other people eating on their own, even though I'll be eating on my own as well, I look at them and I go, oh.
What other things do you think you can personally do alone?
Oh, so going to the pub, right? So, this is something, talking about America, right? In America, it's quite normal to go to a bar on your own, female or male, and sit and just kind of have a drink at the bar. I feel like in the UK, the only people who go to the pub on their own, this excludes Spoons because Spoons is like a day centre, so everyone goes there on their own, like to get work done or something. But like the only people who go to the pub are like proper old geezers, right? Women don't go to the pub on their own in the UK.
No, unless it's like you're going for a little midday drink and some lunch. But even that's...
but you're getting something to eat.
Yeah, I suppose.
See, and you're not going to like... yeah, you wouldn't just go...
you wouldn't just go for drinks on your own.
I've probably done it once in my life.
I occasionally do it, but it's like I've just got a hankering for one beer and I'm in London. But I wouldn't do... you don't really go and do a few beers.
No, yeah, it's different. Yeah, and it's different if it's like right after work. It's like, garbage drink or something.
But people do it. Maybe people do it in America knowing that they're going to meet people. Because that does happen occasionally. You go on your own, you get chatting to people, and you have a decent night out because you've made new friends. That can sometimes happen, but maybe in America it happens a lot more and people go, oh, we'll go out and we'll make some friends.
But in America it's more like, it's also like you talk to the bartender loads.
Yeah.
So everyone sits around at the bar. Whereas in the UK, people don't really sit around the bar. People sit in a table, like in the corner. Like,
the cliche of the bartender wiping down the counter.
Going, it is genuinely like that. Yeah. Like, and they like, you treat them like your therapist.
But that's kind of good. I feel like bartenders in America know that that's part of the job. And it's a good thing.
Americans are generally much, much friendlier than British people. Like, if you go over there.
Yeah, as a whole, that's probably the case. But America's so big, every place is very different and has their own set of stereotypes.
I would say the only place that's unfriendly is, like, New York. Yeah. Because even, like, LA, you think, oh, they think, oh, it's, like, people are like, oh, everyone up there is really snooty. But if you just go, when you go there, just walk around the street, people, I don't know, people just, like, talk to you randomly. Whereas you don't do, and not even in a creepy way, just in, like, a, I don't know, they just make conversation. Whereas in the UK, you don't, if someone makes a conversation with you, you're a bit like.
Yeah, I guess it depends on the situation, but overall, I think you're right. Most people are like, why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Just be friendly. Just don't be a creep.
Yeah. Although when I was up north the other day, I heard like two strangers make friends on the train, and I was like, you fucking freaks.
Oh, were you a little bit jealous listening to them going, why don't you make friends with me?
No, I was like, you weirdos. Stay over there.
Did you clock whether they were northerners or
southerners? Oh, they were northern.
They were northern.
I was.
That'd be the reason then.
Yeah.
Do you consider yourself a southerner, or is like West Country a different kind of beast?
No, I only lived in the West Country like 4 years.
Oh, I thought you grew up there.
No, I grew up in Hertfordshire.
Oh, sorry, I knew.
So I'm like, I won't say where I am now. Yeah. But I'm in London, but I'm like in London, and London is not that far from Hertfordshire. So I'm from the southeast. I have an estuary accent.
Is southerner part of your identity?
So the estuary accent is, it was around the estuary, which I guess is like the Thames, right? So it's southeast England. But it's the accent that's right in between Cockney and Queen's English. So it's like middle class.
Yeah, I think I've definitely
southeast. Yeah. Like that's me. That's me.
So it's like through. Hertfordshire's like a, is it above Essex? No, that's,
yeah. Suffolk. It's Hertfordshire.
I think I
guess, if the viewers are watching this, Hertfordshire, Essex, Kent, Surrey, Sussex. Good. Hertfordshire's north.
I think I get it mixed up with Herefordshire, which is far too
close.
That's
more towards Wales.
Yeah. That's far too close in name.
Yeah. Now, shout out to my Hertfordshireans.
Did you just make that up, or is that official? I like Hertford.
No, yeah, I just made it up.
That works. I like it.
That was genius. Well done me.
It's clever.
Well done me. Yeah. Oh.
What's going on?
Oh, I just got a message.
Do you want to talk about it on
the podcast? Do you want to cut this bit out?
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's just my doctor messaged. And he's just like, I had those tests.
Oh, you got your results back?
Yeah, I got them back. Turns out I've got a perfect pussy.
Interesting.
So can you just...
What made you get...
I'd say, can you just make...
Wait, was
make
that...
sure you don't include this in the podcast, because no. I don't want people...
Was that after you got your operation to fix the bagginess? Or did that happen yet? I don't know. You haven't mentioned.
Do you want a stump for a hand? Do you really want to lose another finger?
I need to operate the podcast mixing desk. We know this. I got no fingers. You got no pod. You decide.
You'll have no noggin in a minute.
But anyway, if the doctor's results are true, then it doesn't matter about your past. What matters is now.
Yes. I have... He said it's perfect.
Was this... You didn't hook up with your doctor, did you?
No, it was strictly professional, of course.
Just had to get that on record.
No.
Had to get that on record.
Please, can you not sully my doctor's name like that? He's actually one of the best doctors in London, so...
Good.
Found him on Gumtree.
Classic Gumtree again. Mm. You have a history with Gumtree.
Yeah. I did actually talk about this. I one time like was low on money. Well, not low on money. I was like, this is like kind of when I first started OnlyFans. And I was like, I want to drive more traffic to my OnlyFans. So I put a photo of my feet on Gumtree. and I was like, oh, this will drive more traffic to my OnlyFans. But instead I put my website down below, but instead I just got like a bunch of men being like, can I please, I just want to lick your feet for free. Like, no one wanted to pay for anything. I was like, oh no, you can just...
I feel like nowadays there's a world where people are offering money for that shit.
Yeah.
So why are you going to humour the people that ask to do it for free?
Yeah, no, it, well, yeah. But I mean, that's the thing, people, that's the thing though, foot men, foot guys, they don't want feet stuff from sex workers, like who are willingly giving them the foot stuff. It's like they want, or maybe it's generalization about footmen, but a lot of them like seeing the foot in public. Do you know what I mean? Like when they're not meant, when it's not meant to be a sexual thing.
Okay. It's like seeing someone topless that you're not supposed to see topless.
Yeah, it's like you see, they see your feet on the tube and they're like, or like, you know, they don't want to be given the like foot thing as a paid thing. It's like a feet thing, like feet in the wild. They want to see feet in the wild. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when they see Instagram photos of girls when their feet are out, but they're not an OnlyFans girl.
Okay.
Like that.
I know we don't.
Having said that, I've got my feet out now because people commented saying they wouldn't listen to my podcast unless I got my feet out. So
you're adhering to the audience.
Yeah.
You're pandering to the audience, I mean.
I am.
I know we don't name the episodes, but if we were to name this episode, we could call it Feet in the Wild. That sounds kind of funny.
Feet in the Wild, yeah. I like to try and do something a bit more clickbaity. So what's something we can clickbait this? Well, I could say, you know, I've been lying to you guys. That could be something. I've been lying to you guys. What have I been lying about? I mean, I lie about a lot of things, to be honest. Most of what I say in these podcasts are a lie. So that could be a good title, like, lying.
You're not even from Herefordshire or Hertfordshire, wherever it is, are you?
No, I'm from Kazakhstan.
There it is. Good.
Yep.
You must have been here long enough to lose your accent.
Yep. And of course, half Filipino as well.
Oh, that explains the audience.
Because obviously you see the Filipino subtitles that you've added in just now. They've been going for the full episode. You've been adding Filipino subtitles for the full episode.
Every episode, closed captions, Filipino and German. And it's
Do you think Jollibee, that's a Filipino thing, isn't it? That's that chicken shop. It's kind of pretty big in
is it like
a couple of places. They've got it's a chain.
Is it a chain?
Yeah, but they've got a couple in the UK now. Had one in Bristol, but they've got a few in London.
I don't think I know it.
They do a particular kind of like maybe chicken and some sort of sweet thing, but I don't know.
Is it like, I know, like...
In America, they eat chicken and waffles. With, like, syrup on.
Yeah, I haven't had that, but I've heard about it. You know, like Korean fried chicken is a thing.
Well, yeah, I had
it's a very specific flavouring.
Well, no, so they do have Korean corn dogs.
Nice.
Which are hot dogs in donut batter.
Wow.
I had a vegan one in Liverpool, actually.
What's the dog in a vegan one?
It's like vegan hot dog sausages taste just like non-vegan hot dog sausages because meat hot dog sausages basically have no meat in.
Yeah, but what is it? Is it like tofu? Is it like...
It's normally, yeah, it's tofu, like soy based.
Soy, yeah.
And then it's really easy to just add that smoky flavour in. That's just done by additives. So, yeah. And then a bit of colouring.
Do you reckon you have many vegan listeners?
I do have a couple. When I mention I'm vegan, people are like, oh, I'm vegan too.
Is it like a sympathy, like an empathy, a connection?
Well, yeah, we, like I said, we have our meetings in the falafel shop and we sort of, you know, discuss lentils.
Is there a lot to discuss about lentils?
Yeah, of course. What do you talk about? Bone broth?
Steaks and how well you like it, or how you like it cooked, and what seasoning you like on your chicken.
How do you like your murder meal?
Oh.
That's what they talk about. But yes, so product recommendations, you know. What some products I have been using recently that have changed my life? Well, I have been using... Right, don't judge me. Actually, this is out of all the things I could possibly say, this is probably the least thing you would judge me for. I have a nightlight now.
Is it like one of the ones that goes from... You know, blue to orange.
No,
it slowly comes up, or you know.
It's just like a little like, because.
Oh, so not an alarm clock.
I was just feeling. I don't know what it was, but something recently, the dark was creeping me out a bit. I think it's just my room is particularly dark. Barely any light gets into it, and at night trying to sleep, I was getting a bit freaked out by how dark it was. I think because before my flat in, I was kind of like under a street light, so it was quite bright in the room. But I was like, I have to get a nightlight because I was like, I'm feeling a bit creeped out. So my product recommendation of the month is a nightlight.
Did you get one that's like a cute glowworm or a cute animal?
No, I just it's just like a pretty standard bit. It's like £7 from...
Link below?
Yeah. For
a free discount now?
Yeah, Amazon sponsored me. Do we want sponsors from Amazon? I mean, they're unethical, but I do buy from them.
It's very... Unfortunately, it's very hard to avoid Amazon.
Yeah.
Sad.
Especially because also, like, I have a weird address and I don't... Like it's
what, what's your address now?
So my address is 69 Poo Poo Lane. But it, like sometimes it's a bit hard to find. Sometimes, but there's some Amazon lockers are quite easy to get stuff delivered to. So it's quite like a good Amazon locker delivery.
Yeah, I feel like it's just you want something the next day. The best place to get it is Amazon. Whereas anything else you order, it's going to take at least 3 days. So they've really got that market down. They know what they're good at. Sad, but true.
True. What, any products you've been using recently that have changed your life?
I hadn't thought of this at all. More sirens, dodgy part of London. I have no idea.
Some have said my vagina is the dodgiest part of London.
Not now, after the surgery.
Oh yeah, true.
I can't think of any products I'm using. You put me on the spot, so I might actually have to cut this bit out because it's just dead air.
No, keep it in, because this is, we are a raw podcast. We're coming at you raw, you know. We unfiltered, controversial truth telling.
Speaking of which, we're going to be even more unfiltered when we finally do a Patreon. You mentioned it before, but should we do a call out for what the people want to hear on Patreon?
Yes.
Or what would you want from a Patreon?
What do you want me to discuss? Well, look, guys, so Patreon, obviously, I guess there's things I can talk about on there that I can't talk about on here.
Now, also bear in mind, don't message saying you want nudity because there's a different link for that.
You can't do that.
No, but there's also a different link for that. So this is genuine conversation, but we can go deeper, we can go darker, we can go...
Yeah, but we're not going to discuss like eugenics or anything.
No. Just mean you can, you know...
Although yeah.
It's like if the audience is there and want to hear different opinions from Kat Baker, then what would you like?
Mm. Yeah.
So give them an old call out, comment below. Or email.
Exactly.
Imaginary email.
And it will be, word has it, it will be the best Patreon in the world.
That's what we're aiming for.
In the most, you know, maybe I should give out diet plans or something, you know, and it'd be like, eat pussy. And it'd be really funny. And you guys would find it absolutely hilarious. You'd be like, eat pussy. And it'd be...
We could do a thing that if you're like a top tier Patreon, we can name drop you on the podcast and in the credits.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, and I could like make something up about you.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be like, I shout you out and I'll say like you've got a massive dick or something and I'll say it on the podcast.
That'll work. So that's only for like £10 Patreons. If we go top tier Patreon, Kat will make up something very complimentary about you and put it out to the world.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. Yeah. In each podcast, yeah, I'll give you a shout out. And I'll make up... Well, no, it'll be true. Because if you're a top tier Patreon subscriber, you probably do have the biggest penis in the world.
Definitely.
Yeah. So that's something to consider. Something to consider. So, third spaces. What is my third space? Third spaces. Some have said it's the anus. Yeah, no. Yeah, people say to me, what's your third space? And I say my third space is my butthole. What's your third space? No, third space is what? It's where do you go when you're not at home or at work, right?
I guess for
mine would be the gym or Wetherspoons.
I guess for a lot of people it's the pub, the classic, but obviously, you know, people have...
That is the British third space, isn't it?
But then obviously there's gym bros and people like you who go to the gym.
Yeah, I do go to gym. Do you go to gym?
Occasionally. I have spurts of like 3 months and I go swimming a lot and I work out a lot and then I go 6 months without doing anything and then I'm back to another 3 months, so it's sporadic.
No, yeah, I've been going like 3 or 4 times a week for like years now.
You gotta stay tight for the fans.
Yeah.
That's a hand.
Funny enough, you can't do pussy exercises at the gym. I did say to them, I said, would you get a machine for that? And they said, yes. And you'll be the main sponsor. And it'll have my name on it. So that is coming to the gym soon. Gym.
You know, they do exist, apparently. Weights to hang off things that you hold with your kegels. That's not good. Apparently it does. I mean...
Isn't that a Gwyneth Paltrow thing? Did she start one of those?
She might have. She did a lot of weird things.
Yeah.
But apparently it's like a thing that you put up there, you squeeze it with your kegels, and there's different weights. And
I think you can just do it with...
No, you well, can...
although, oh no, that's where they're trying to make it bigger, so it clothing. Because I know when trans women transition, they have to use toys in the hole to exercise it, but that's to keep it open, not to make it tighter.
Okay.
But, yes, that's the opposite.
Hmm. But there's definitely Kegel weights out there that you see how much you can grip. Grippy. You used to talk about grippiness and whatnot.
Yep, grippy. Isn't that a camera operating term?
It's not... Yes, grip. Camera equipment. Anything that the camera goes on, like a crane or a track or a tripod, is falls under grip.
But I'm going to... make grip associated with vagina now.
I think you've already done it. Mm. You had that trend and then you walked away from it.
Yeah. I should not forget my roots.
Somewhere,
I should remember
somewhere...
that my roots are talking about the grippiness of my vagina. Well, because, I mean, obviously up until this point, this podcast has been very sophisticated and has been talking about nuanced issues. And I don't bring up my vagina every minute. No.
We like to keep it deep on this podcast.
Yeah, we're quite thoughtful. Sort of talk about, you know, world issues and that. Yeah. So, yeah. My third space is my butthole. But other than that, yeah.
Wait, is your butthole not associated with your work? Because, you know.
Oh, true.
See?
True. Work and home.
So you might need a new third
space. My butthole is my home and my work.
Some examples of third spaces.
And nothing feels like home.
According to Google, some examples of third spaces are churches, cafes, bars, clubs, nerds. Libraries, gyms, bookstores, hackers.
Libraries, that is fucking nerdy, man.
Stoops.
What, like a stoop in a...
Like steps outside a house. Stoop kids afraid to leave a stoop. If anybody knows that reference, comment below. Do you know that reference?
No.
Stoop kids afraid to leave a stoop.
Is that an old person thing?
No, it's an old cartoon. But if somebody knows it, 10 points. Parks.
Sorry, we're not 52 years old, Anthony.
Wow. Okay, at least I still exist after I turn 30.
Yeah. So, guys, you've sent me all your problems in, and I've had more people upset about the state of the world and serious things such as. This is a very serious issue that many men go through. You know, someone said that they're dating as a 40-year-old, but when only women in their 20s are interested, and this seems to be a problem for this man. Now, I would say to this man, so this is a problem someone sent in. Firstly, that's not fucking happening. Right, okay. What is happening is you're 40 and you're hanging out with a load of 20-year-olds and trying to get laid. That's what's happening. You're not a 40-year-old man walking down the street, meeting all these other 40-year-old women and going, please. And them going, no. And then all these 20-year-old women are going, oh, but we'll have you. That's not what's happening. What's happening is you're spending too much time around 20-something-year-olds, right? You're probably far too immature for the 40-year-old women. And these 20-year-old women are like, okay, then, fine. I'll sleep with you. That's what's happening. Appreciate your support, but... You're a fucking liar.
There's a theme where your fans seem to write in and we can't help but think, I don't think that's true because it makes them sound cool or whatever.
The problems the fans either send in is I'm having too much sex or I'm not having enough sex. And only one of them is true, and that is that you're not having enough sex.
Probably. Speaking of...
My fans are not highly sexed people.
You never know. They want to be.
Yeah, they want to be.
Like, they're not.
But we can't all have what we want, you know?
Or maybe if they're getting too much, they won't click subscribe.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, true. So I don't get too much.
So speaking of age gaps and stuff, I came across this girl on Instagram who, obviously an OnlyFans girl, quite a big following, but her thing is like, she's like, I'm 22 and I only want to date men at least twice or three times my age. But the thing is, every single post is a selfie of her saying a variation of that. And clearly she's killing it. Any thoughts?
Oh, yeah, no, because that's just because then it's the algorithm just sends it out to older men.
Hmm. Well, obviously.
And then they subscribe, so that's what she's doing. Yeah.
But it seems to be working for her.
Yeah. But. Yeah, no, it will be.
No, any hot topics on that, no?
No, that won't be her...
Do you think
she... Well, no, it might be that in real life.
Do you think she really likes older men?
She probably likes George Clooney. She probably thinks George Clooney is hot, and then she's like, I like older men, you know?
Yeah, but it's that's not exactly what I was thinking.
Yeah, but it's not like...
But, like, you know, you have your podcast and your comedy sketches to run alongside your OnlyFans, but she's chosen that.
So yeah.
Have you heard of any other... Like, obviously you've got thirst traps as well and the usual bikini try-ons, but are there, what other OnlyFans girls out there, what else are they doing to drive traffic to their OnlyFans?
I've seen, and I saw this recently, and someone shared this and was like, this is a bit fucked up that some girl's doing this, and I kind of agree. It's like, there's like girls, cis girls pretending to be trans.
Oh, that's not cool.
Yeah, so they like put stuff in their trousers. Oh. So it looks like they have a penis, and then they make like TikToks, Instagrams, and then people are like, so it's like, oh, come on, like stolen valor, right? Jeez, like, you know.
Yeah, that's not good. And also, I think,
let trans women have their thing, you know, like let them, like that's the niche in the market that they operate. They have a hard enough time with other things. Let them, you know, have fair money from that. Don't try and take that, you know. So
yeah, I agree.
Yeah, but oh god, and then there's other weird things. Like there's lots of. Do you see there was that this girl and it sort of went viral. She was. She had, because you can post tits on social media if it's breastfeeding.
Oh no.
But she had a doll, like a realistic doll that she was breastfeeding. But I have known other OnlyFans creators, I've seen it, who use their actual, you know, kids. I'm like, that's weird.
That's.
You are weird.
Definitely don't do that.
Don't drag your kids into your internet nonsense. Don't put your kids on the internet. Like, don't do it. Don't. I always think it's fucking weird when... You hear these things about family vlogs, and they're all so fucking weird. There's that woman who was in America. She's, like, Mormon. See, herself, she's probably a bit nuts. But, sorry, shout out to Mormon. I don't think I have any Mormon followers, though, to be fair. But she was arrested for neglect. You never know. The internet's worldwide.
But she was arrested for neglect.
Yeah, and abuse. And she was a family vlogger, like a big family vlogger.
What, it wasn't wholesome vlogging, it was weird shit, was it?
The vlogging, it was kind of wholesome, but people were like, you're way too strict on your kids.
Oh, I see.
And then it turns out she was being even worse, depriving them of food and...
Wow, that's dark.
Yeah, so, yeah. That's like... Yeah, or like you see the other... Yeah, family vloggers are fucking weird, man. Yeah, you guys are weird. Well, I do some weird stuff on the internet, but you guys are weird.
But you own it. I feel like a lot of...
Yeah. Also, I'm not hurting anyone.
No, but that's the thing. I feel like anyone
just
that...
me.
Anyone
yeah.
that does, you know, spicy content, OnlyFans, and then funny stuff, you own it. You lean into it, you fully own it, and you're owning it. You know exactly where you're at. You know exactly your audience, whereas these people... like clueless, and they think they're something they're not. It's a whole thing.
Yeah, so I've said the work I do is incredibly important, actually. Yes,
it definitely is. Yeah, in this climate.
Yeah, people said it's very important, and without my contribution to society, it would collapse.
Definitely.
Wouldn't you say that?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, because it's so hard to find naked people on the internet.
Yeah, it's really difficult, actually.
Really difficult, so, you know. It's very neat.
Especially ones as special as me.
Exactly.
Special needs. But yeah. Yeah. But yeah, this man, what was the advice? Yeah, no, you're not getting... How did that turn into tangent? Yeah, you're not getting... You need to be... Maybe you just don't like women who are your age. Which is fine.
Just
I think that's fine.
Just don't be weird and creepy about it.
Yeah.
And also, don't write in the podcasts telling lies. Tell some truths, people.
Yeah, tell some fucking truths, guys. Tell us your deepest, darkest secrets.
Because we'll keep you anonymous. Don't worry. We will keep you anonymous unless you don't want to be anonymous. But tell us your weird shit. And we'll say it on the podcast.
Okay, so the other problem someone has sent him. Okay. I still can't suck my own cock, and Christmas is only 6 months away.
You have a very unique audience, Kat.
Yeah.
What did I sign up for?
Is it a unique audience, or is this the internet?
No, it is the internet, but what I mean is your stuff, your platform, and your general personality online has made these people...
I've made this happen. No, this is my fault.
They come out of the woodwork. You've given them the space.
I take full responsibility. Like, I'm not saying that I'm upset about this. This is my fault. I know it. You know, this is what I've encouraged. I am fully to blame.
Yeah, okay? But you're owning it. It's important to own it. So lean into that.
So you can't, like, so maybe get a rib removed. You could get a rib removed, and that should help you sort of... If I was a man, could I
Just now, think of the position you're in, and then think how well endowed you'd have to be to actually get a, your lips around it. Keep trying. This is podcast gold, especially for YouTube. You got. You'd have to be like 9 inches.
I would have to have a cock that big to be able to suck it myself. Wait. Yeah, like that big, which is what, like 12 inches?
And then, realistically, you're not getting a good blowjob.
Just the tip. Yeah.
Just the tip. Yeah, don't forget that microphone.
Oh, you? Shit, yeah. No, yeah, so I need it. I need like a 12-inch dick to get... I need 12 inches to be able to suck my own cock.
Or like, do some serious yoga and get like 3 times as flexible.
You know that is why yoga was invented. So people could give themselves oral.
Oh. Now I'm just thinking of the Bikram yoga documentary and how dodgy he actually was. Yeah, and it all links up.
To be fair, who wants to do hot yoga?
I met somebody before.
I don't want to get more sweaty than I have to while doing exercise. It's already uncomfortable enough being really sweaty. Why would I make myself even sweatier?
That's one way of looking at it, but I knew somebody who was like a proper yogi, and she was like a yoga teacher, and she traveled the world, and she was really cool, and it was all fine, and she did Bikram yoga, and she called it Bikram yoga way before the documentary came out, and the documentary then came out, and everybody was talking about this Bikram guy, and she was posting pictures with him, like she was still in full, she was still in Camp Bikram even after this.
Oh my god.
And now I understand people started calling it hot yoga because they still wanted to do it, but they moved away from Bikram. No, she was all in with this Bikram guy. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Hot. I don't even like being in saunas. I don't like saunas. I think if I had to go down the route of, okay, you have to do a sauna every day or a cold plunge, I'd probably do a cold plunge.
Interesting.
I guess that must be my British person, like not dealing well with the heat.
I would definitely choose sauna over cold plunge any day of the week.
But it's funny. So I can't deal with the heat very well because I'm British. But then I also get seasonal affective disorder. So that is something that sucks about being British. You can't deal with the heat in the summer. But then you're also thoroughly depressed in the winter.
Why do we live here? I mean, you're from here. I chose to live here.
Yeah, but Ireland's the same climate, isn't it?
It's like a different variation. All we have is sideways rain to add.
Yeah, it's even worse there, right? Because it's
in theory,
more wet.
Yeah, it's wetter and it's more sporadic and yeah.
Mm.
In 2007, we had the wettest summer like on record, and it was like every day in July or some shit it rained. And you know what was number one in the charts at that time? Umbrella by Rihanna. True story.
Yeah. We won't sing that because they'll get copyright strike.
We're just over the 48 minute mark, so do what you do best.
You got somewhere to be, mate?
What?
Have you got somewhere to be, mate?
Always.
Yeah?
This is my side hustle. We know this. You're taking up my time.
Yep. Careful. Finger.
Someone needs to operate the desk.
Do you want them?
Somebody needs to press record.
Be your toes next, mate. That's what I'm saying.
No, I definitely need those. They're my money makers.
So sucking your own cock. Well, that, again, is another example of male privilege. Being able to possibly suck your own cock. Let's be real. Is easier than being able to lick your own fanny, no? So is that not male privilege?
But then ask yourself. Well, not yourself, but you know, a lot of men are, you know, straight men might think they want to suck their own cock, and they're like, oh, I'm getting my cock sucked whenever I want, but then they're also thinking,
oh, I'm a bit gay.
I've got a cock in my mouth as well. So you have to be a little bit gay to suck your own cock.
True.
Yeah, I think everybody knows that, but the toxic straight men are afraid to admit it.
Yeah, it's a little bit gay. It's a little bit gay to eat a banana, really.
Depends on who you look at. Eye contact is important with banana eating. I hear that.
Yeah.
On the Patreon, eat some bananas.
Yeah, do a banana eating competition or something. But yeah, no. It's just another way that God kind of fucked over women, didn't he? It was like, right, so you're going to bleed once a month. You also, have a smaller bladder, but we're actually going to put more male toilets in the world than female toilets. Hence why there's always a fucking huge queue for the female toilets, right? And then we're also going to make sure you can't, it's near impossible to lick your own pussy. Oh, we're going to make you carry children.
Not just carry them, but grow them.
Feed them. It's not really fair, is it?
These are some controversial opinions about womanhood.
But then what do guys have that sucks? I guess you can go bald quite easy. Well, but there's nothing really wrong with that, is there?
Male pattern baldness and...
It's a mild annoyance. It's not like... I know some guys get really upset about losing their hair, but honestly, a lot of guys just pull it off, right? So, it's not like...
Yeah, it's like, I think it's not like
a trauma.
I think losing your hair too early. Like, I knew a guy who started losing it at, like, 22 or something way back in the day.
Yeah, I think my uncle was the same, yeah.
That's when it gets a bit like, oh, this is happening too soon.
Mm.
Or, like, going grey by the time you're 30. Like, that happens and it's a shocker. But in general...
I have, like... My hairdresser the other day, like, found, like, 2 grey hairs.
Oh, no.
In my hair.
That's what happens when you turn 30.
Mm-hmm.
Did you twang them out, or what do you do?
No, they're still in there somewhere. I mean, I'm sort of bleached anyway. But my dad's not fully grey yet, and he's 67. And he's still got quite a lot of dark hair. Like, he's not fully grey.
That's good going. Do you think he secretly dyes it and just doesn't tell the family?
No, it's definitely natural. Because there is a little grey in it, but it's like, yeah.
It's like if he was going to dye it, you wouldn't see any grey.
Yeah, yeah.
That's good going. Fair play.
Yeah, no, I will say my dad, he probably looks about... I would say 55, oldest.
Nice.
So my dad's 7 years older than my mum. But when they got together, people would say to my mum, they'd be like, he's a bit young for you, isn't he?
Wow.
Because he looks young, like so much younger.
Well, good job, Mr. Baker.
Yeah. My mum looks pretty young for her age as well.
Do your mum and dad listen to this podcast or watch it? Did we discuss this?
No, my dad doesn't know I do OnlyFans.
No, but this podcast is wholesome.
yeah. You wouldn't be able to tell that I do OnlyFans from this podcast, no. We've been talking about politics and theology, you know. My mum knows. She doesn't listen to it, but she knows what I do. Like, I've roped my mum into a few TikToks and things.
I think I saw that. I wasn't sure if it was real or not.
No, it's her. And then for like sponsored ones, I've like paid her 10%.
Nice.
But other than that, she's just like, I remember one time I was on the beach. I was like, Mum, can you take a photo of me in my bikini? And she's like, don't rope me into your nonsense. I was like, okay, hey, fine, Mum. Fucking bitch.
I bet she still loves you.
You fucking bitch! You know, my mum is such a bitch. You know, I am... The fact that she expects me as an adult to make my own food and do my own laundry, I think it's abuse. There's a 30-year-old my mum doesn't still come around sometimes and make me fish fingers and chips. Fuck you, Mum. Fuck you. Where's my fish fingers and chips? Where's my smiley potatoes and baked beans, Mum? Just because I'm 30 doesn't mean you can stop making my din-dins. Fuck you, Mum. Fuck you. What time are we at?
55 minutes.
Yeah.
In theory, that could have been great. Just below, just 5 minutes, 40 hours.
Wow. No, this. No, did you used to eat a lot of... I'm not asking this because you're Irish. I also ate this. But did you eat a lot of potato products growing up?
Yes and no. Like, we had the classic easy food, like, you know, waffles and, you know, the potato smileys would pop up every now and then. But generally, like, potatoes are a staple of a dinner. Like, you know, like, potatoes, meat and vegetables. That was it.
Yeah.
So my granny used to cook, my mammy used to cook, and the standard was just potatoes, a different vegetable, and then a different meat. And you'd mix it up.
But yeah, like, my dinner growing up was like, wow. So my mum would do most of the dinners, but what her dinners would be, like, so this is an insight into British, if you're not British, this is what British people eat, okay? So it'd be some form of, like, fish finger, or I did go vegetarian at some point, and so it was, like, maybe, like, veggie fingers or something. And then, like, I did love a good sort of, maybe, like, a potato waffle, or potato smileys, chips, or, like, one of those, like, or sometimes you do, like, boiled mini potatoes. Or like, a jacket potato.
Like new potatoes is what you just call them.
And then, and with peas. Or sometimes, or beans, or like salad, whatever. But then my dad would cook. So my dad, bastard, right? He would cook. So he would... actually quite difficult to talk about. He had an allotment and I had to eat asparagus and purple sprouting broccoli, which as a fucking child is like obviously now it's like, but yeah, no, my dad had an allotment. He insisted he had an allotment before it was cool, right? And he was also obsessed with Nigel Slater. He's like the most middle class man like in the world. And then and so he'd be like, Dad, can I have fish fingers for dinner? And he'd make me like fucking moussaka and griddled French beans. And I'd be like, fuck you, Dad! You fucking bastard. I do have a bit of like when it was a particular vegetable season, he would bring out a massive bowl of that vegetable and he would like eat in, and I would be so sick of it. I'd be like, Dad, I'm so sick of broccoli. And but I would still have to eat it. So I do get a little bit of trauma around seasonal British vegetables still. But generally, I think I've gone through it.
What's your favourite vegetable as an adult?
Ooh. Controversial, because some might say, is that a vegetable? But a tomato is so versatile.
Would you have a tomato with your dinner? I guess you're vegan, so you definitely would.
Salad.
Yeah.
Or I cook it into like sauces.
Oh yeah, cooking it into sauce is different. I'm talking about just a tomato on a plate.
In terms of, okay, if I had like, well, not a meat and a potato, but it'd be like, let's say I had a fake meat and a potato and then I had to have a veg on the side of that, right? What I would have is probably, I do love good broccoli and carrot mix. Broccoli and carrots.
Tender stem broccoli steam. For the win.
Yeah. Purple sprouting tender stem broccoli. That's what my dad grew.
I don't think I've ever had the purple sprouting part.
Yeah, it's like it's just purple at top. Far but too once you steam it, it's green. It's, you know.
Oh, I see. Far too middle class for me.
Yeah. Imagine. No, yeah. So, yeah. I remember, I also remember growing up, like, I had, like, again, how middle class my mum's like... My family was, we had very expensive tastes, but no money. Because as I've mentioned before, my dad didn't have a great job. My mum is incredibly work shy, like me. So we were in a lot of debt, but that wouldn't stop her spending. And I remember like my brother would just eat, would be ravenous. He, my brother, like teenage boys alike. And I remember my mum would get, we'd get through like five tubs of tiramisu latte a week.
Why people are just kidding.
Five tubs of what?
Taramasalata.
I don't know what that
you
is.
You know what taramasalata is. It's the fish roe egg dip. You know, it's like you buy it in the hummus section.
Okay.
And it's like pink.
Okay.
It's like Turkish.
I think I Greek. Know. I just didn't know what it was called, and I certainly never had it as a child.
Really? Never had taramasalata? Oh my goodness. Yeah, he'd have taramasalata and pita bread, and he would just like fucking eat it a lot. Yeah, so that's my childhood trauma. I think you can see why I am the way that I am. You know, we've all had our fair share of hardships in life, and I would say mine has probably been the most difficult. So, you know. You know, good job. I should probably see a therapist about that, actually. Probably do spend £100 a month talking that through. Or I could keep talking about it on the podcast and monetize it. So, thank you guys so much for watching. Thank you for listening to the most informative, most educational podcast in the world. Don't forget to click like and subscribe. I'll bloody well see you in the next one, won't I? Bye!